This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Please be seated. Found my sermon this week. Teach us to pray, plead the disciples. Which is an odd request, really, if you think about it, for Jewish men in those times. You see, they would have had set prayers that they recited twice a day, and they would have learned them in their youth. They would know them off the top of their heads, just like you and I know the Lord's Prayer or the Nicene Creed. Teach us to pray, Jesus. And what they're really asking him, show us how to have the kind of relationship with God that you have. They must have been pretty shocked when he started by saying, well, first of all, call him Father, Abba, which is why to this day, before we say the Lord's Prayer, we say, now as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say. Because we are bold to call him Abba. Simple, brief, direct, intimate, and persistent. That, Jesus says, is what prayer is all about. Today, many of us shy away from praying out loud. We're worried that we will not sound very good, or you know, we get preoccupied with how the prayer sounds when spoken out loud instead of the content. I went to Sewanee, and Sewanee has clergy just swarming all over the place. There are the professors who are clergy. There are retired clergy who live on the mountain. There are graduates who come back to the mountain for various reasons, as well as bishops who will take a week and have a retreat there. I mean, there are just more clergy there than you can shake a stick at. And so I don't ever remember leading any kind of prayer outside of the prayer book. I may have, but I certainly don't remember it. So I get to St. Peter's in Fernandina Beach, my first church, and Father George sends me over to the parish hall my first week to have lunch with the ECW. And there I am in my new black shirt, my stiff white collar. I'm feeling kind of good. And I go over there, talk to the ladies, very cordial. And then the president asks me, she said, Kimberly, Mother Kimberly, would you like to pray for us before we eat? And I'm like, me? I was dumbfounded. I looked down, I looked at my shirt and my cross, and I'm like, well, I guess that's part of the job description. So it was not a pretty prayer, I'll be honest with you, but they are a kind and gentle people, and they are quite used to grooming recent seminary grads. And so I kind of stumbled through it. But over time, I learned to slow down, to pause, to take my time, and say what I wanted without trying to impress anybody with my eloquent words or my incredible theological insights. In other words, what was required for me and for you is practice. You have to practice to be at ease. Now, children do not have that same fear that adults have of making mistakes or sounding less than put together. They just speak from the heart. As one four-year-old's interpretation of the Lord's Prayer goes, and forgive us our trash baskets as we forgive those who put trash in our baskets. But for children, as for adults, mostly prayer is about having a friend. Someone you enjoy being with, someone you can talk to. Someone you can be silent with. God. You see, when you talk to God about your hopes and your dreams, they seem more possible than ever. When you talk to God about your fears, they don't seem as dark and awful as they did before. With a friend, you feel yourself stronger, more alive. So too with God. Prayer gives us the chance to get rid of all the trash we dump on ourselves, the trash we dump on others, and the trash they dump on us. And eventually, we come to understand that praying is an event with its own fulfillment, the presence of God. It's not just an ends to a means to an end, although sometimes it can be that. But prayer just in and of itself is the thing. It is the beauty. Mostly it is the interminable duration between the spoken word and the final receiving. You might call that liminal time. The question for St. Joseph's this morning is if we're ready to hear and experience prayer as the duration between the asking and the receiving. Are we ready to hear and experience prayer for a new rector who will be wise and gentle? Are we ready to live into that liminal time between the asking for that and receiving and welcoming him or her? And Jesus especially points out to the disciples that prayer is about never ceasing. It's about persistence, because directing the world isn't our business. It's God's business. Our business is to live in charity, to do works of compassion, to pray without ceasing, and to know that the ultimate outcome always was, always is, and always will be safely in God's hand.